Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Post, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're doing well today. Hey, I want to bring you a teaching topic today, Hinduism Exposed. Hinduism Exposed. Yeah, not long ago, we preached outside a Hindu holy festival in Wisconsin. It was very interesting. And you can look that up under our witnessing videos. Look up the Holy Festival, H-O-L-I. And you can see what went on there. And today, I want to, for this audio, just quickly and shortly and briefly, short and brief, discuss what Hinduism is, talk a little bit about this holy festival, and give you some good apologetics on how to deal with it when people say, well, Hinduism believes in God and they believe in Jesus. So I just want to give you a few points that you can build upon, okay? So hope this will edify you and this will help you. Here's the big issue that I've found is that many Hindus or people that are defending Hindus will tell you, well, they believe in Jesus too. And this is basically an outright lie because they believe in a false Jesus, a false Christ, a New Age Christ, a mystic Christ, not the biblical Messiah. And Jesus warned of this in Matthew 24, in the last days, he said, false Christs will arise, saying they are the Christ or saying he is the Christ, either way. And so it's an absolute lie. So the first thing I want to cover is, let's talk about this Holy Fest real quick. Holy Fest is a Hindu festival. It's an old celebration, goes back to the 4th and 7th century. And they say, that's how they describe it, it's a festival that celebrates good over evil. It celebrates the seasons changing. And here's the most troubling part. It lifts up their Hindu gods, Krishna and Radha. Yeah. And this festival is marked by all kinds of Indian food, dancing, and they throw a bunch of colored powder on themselves. And we have pictures of that at the website. It's like a festival, very joyous, that type of thing. And so the holiday, basically, it rides on the back of Hinduism, which is a false, pagan, unbiblical, antichrist faith that needs to be warned of. That's why I'm doing this teaching. So let me be clear, just like denominations have thousands of flavors, there's many flavors of Hinduism. My short audio here is just a brief description of the general aspects of Hinduism, okay? Keep that in mind. There's many different aspects of Hinduism. So let's go over Hinduism. We talked about the Holy Fest. It's one of their festivals. Let's talk about Hinduism. I should say, while we were preaching at that Holy Fest, one of the leaders came out and he said, oh, we believe in Jesus. And he invited me to come in and have food. And I said, can I come in and preach? And he said, yeah, you can come in and preach. And I said, can I preach about Jesus and warn people about the false gods of the Hinduism? Oh, no, you can't do that. So you can check that out, see the audio and video. So they are very deceptive, as Satan is, and want people to believe, well, they believe in Jesus, but they, again, have a false Jesus. So Hinduism, very, very old religion, one of the oldest in the world, although my father spoke the world into existence. He created the earth. He created man. Our father is the one and true God. He is the original faith. There is no one older. Don't let anyone tell you that Hinduism or Egyptians are older than the Bible. They might be older than the printed or known Bible, but the oracles of God, the ways of God, have gone throughout the ages long before anyone had any other man-made faith. So keep that in mind. But Hinduism is one of the oldest faiths. And here's a key about Hinduism. It has millions of false gods and relies on mystic reincarnation-based ascent to higher levels, to an ultimate eternal destination that can never really be known or trusted in. And it goes totally against the God of the Bible and the message of salvation via a perfect Savior who came to die for our sin. It's a totally separate, they totally abrogate the gospel deny the gospel. Paul says in Galatians 1, anyone who brings a different gospel is accursed. Well, Hinduism is definitely accursed. And I should say there are millions of gods. They'll say they believe in one God. There are millions of gods are based upon Brahman. I think it's Brahman. Brahman is the one main God. And then all these other deities spring off of that. It's a very corrupt, perverted, demonic view of deity. And so we have to remember, Jesus proclaimed he is the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. John 14:6. He's the only way, the truth, and life, right? And the Father proclaimed that there are no other gods. He is God, and there are no other gods with him. Exodus 20, one of the Ten Commandments, 3-5. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. So there you go. Hinduism is totally ripe with idol worship. They have all kinds of idols. We got a picture of the god Krishna, and it's these strange little idols that they make and they carry around and they worship. The Bible forbids that. Absolutely. Isaiah 45, 5 and 6. I am the Lord thy God. There is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though hast not known me, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Yeah, that goes along with I just did a teaching on when God told Moses, I am. It's a standalone statement that he's God, there's nobody with him. He's it, he's everything. He is the entirety of the universe right there is God, no one else. So the Hindu faith lies and says that they believe in Jesus. We covered that. The Bible says there's one God. They have millions of gods. And it's a great deception because many, many people don't go deeper and look for truth. All right? So I'm going to give you just a quick, I got six main points here, why Hinduism must be rejected and why we must trust in the God of the Scriptures, Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible. Ready? Number one, Hinduism has many false gods, all from one main God, God of Brahman. Many false gods. That's idolatry. God forbids it. Two, it denies Jesus as God and the one and only true way to salvation. Yeah, they believe in a false Jesus. Three, it honors and prays to many millions of idols, demonic false gods. This is an invention of Satan. Four, it relies on works, karma, and reincarnation for any chance at salvation. Yeah, the Bible talks about it's appointed unto man once to die and then face judgment in the book of Hebrews. The Hindu faith goes totally against the word of God in so many areas. Five, Hinduism is based on massive mythology, legends, and folklore, but Christianity is based on verifiable scripture, historical facts, and archaeological evidence that is overwhelming. If you don't believe the Bible, you can't believe history. Hinduism, who knows what's true? They got so many myths and lies and legends. Who knows what it is? Six, Hinduism has no good answer for man's sin, but Jesus Christ is the answer, who they deny that one true Savior. So they deny Christ. They deny that he's risen from the grave. That's another thing. All of their gods dead in the grave, powder, dust, bones. Christ is risen. They don't deal with that. They deny it. And so they have a false God, or I should say they view Christ in a false way. They have many false gods, and they are Antichrist. Yeah, they absolutely are Antichrist. Hinduism is clearly a heretical, demonic religion made up of man and Satan, and it carries the doctrines of demons. And per 2 John 1:9-11, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. If there come unto you and bring any man, if there come unto any, Wait, let me read that again. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Yeah, they're Antichrist. I had to rebuke a man just the other day when he wanted unity with me, even though we totally disagreed on who Jesus is and sound doctrine. And this man was like in pain. He said, please shake my hand. And I said, no, I can't. I can't even wish you Godspeed, sir. You're following false doctrines of demons. And you could see it hurt this man. But for me to approve of his false ways would give him what? False hope that we have unity. I don't want him to have false hope. I want him to see the separation from God's people and him and his false ways. Make sense? So Hinduism must be rebuked, warned, and avoided. Romans 16:17, Paul talks about that. Avoid those who leave sound doctrine. And I want you to be on guard if you're listening to this. Hinduism finds its ways into many people's lives that aren't even Hindus via, ready, yoga, mind meditation, ecumenicalism, New Age Gaia Earth worship, reincarnation ideas, and various forms of mysticism. Yeah, many people that aren't even Hindus believe a lot of the same things Hindus believe because Satan has his tentacles all over the place. Scripture is so very clear, one of my favorites. 2 Thess 1:7-8. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I've given you enough evidence. Sadly, you can see Hindus do not know the one true God, nor do they obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. So wrath is going to be their fate, lest they come to Christ, repent, and are born again, and forsake all of their false gods. They need the gospel preached to them. They need the call to repentance. That's what we did at that Hindu festival. They weren't happy about it. They kept saying, oh no, we follow Jesus. And we said, oh no, you follow a false Jesus. You must repent. You must turn from all your false gods and worship God in spirit and truth. And that was a loving thing to tell them. Last thought, go read Acts 17 and go read how Brother Paul dealt with the pagans on Mars Hill. What did he do? He called them to repentance and pointed to the risen Savior. Yeah, go check out Acts 17. That's what we need to do with the Hindus, is call them to this biblical Savior and warn them about all the false ways that are going on in their culture, in this culture. And people are always changing and forming and making new types of Hinduism, new types of New Age beliefs, new types of gods, if I could say it that way. But if we hold fast to sound doctrine, we can know the truth, we can know the gospel, and we can be set free. John 8 tells us that Christ has come so that we may be free, and the truth will set us free. So I hope this gave you just a little quick snapshot of why Hinduism is not consistent with Christianity. Don't let people like that false teacher, Oprah, or anyone else ever tell you, well, Hindus believe in God and they're okay and, you know, just a little bit different. No, they have a totally false God. They have millions of gods. They have a false gospel. They don't believe Jesus is who he said he is. They are Antichrist and they are outside of the truth of God, set for his wrath, lest they repent. So thanks for listening. Love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. All kinds of resources to help you, adding to it every day. Let me know how I can help you into faith. Check out that street preach on that holy festival. Go to our witnessing video section from don'tperish.com and check out the street preach videos on that. I think it'll edify you. Love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.